This is the sound of my totally awesome voice through the Shure SM7B microphone. It's a large diaphragm dynamic, and this is with no compression or equalization, or, well, sort of no equalization, because the mic has a couple of switches on it that do their own EQing. I'm not actually sure what they're called. They're covered by a switch plate, which has screws on it. Right now I have that off so I can get to them. And they're recessed, which means I have to use a nice, slender, long, sharp object. Yeah. Anyway, to get to the switches, and right now they're both in the up position. If I push the furthest one to the right down, it seems to make more mids happen, as I've done. So I guess this is some kind of presence peak thingy or something. I'm not really sure what these things are actually called. I'm sure it would be pretty easy to find out by looking up the specs on the website or by actually reading the paper manual stuff. Oh boy. So let's put that back to where it was, because I actually prefer it where it was. Okay, so now let's flip the other switch, which is also currently in the up position. Let's flip it down and see what it does. Okay, now with this switch in the downward position, it seems like we have more bottom end. So welcome to that. That's pretty cool. So the switch on the left is down, the switch on the right is up. So now let's flip the right switch down and also leave the left switch down and see what that particular combination sounds like. Now having done this with both switches in the downward position, we're left with this particular EQ curve thingy. So there you go. You've now heard all the tonal possibilities brought to you by the two switches on the Shure SM7B and their various combinations, that being only four of them. And so there you go. I think this is the version that I like best with the left switch down and the right switch up. I don't know, maybe other people will disagree with me, I don't really care. And of course I can turn the harmonic exciter on and bring out even more low end. Should I really need it? This is the question that I am now asking myself. Also, I've excited the highs a little bit. The EQ is otherwise flat on the board, so that's what this does. And let's see, I can roll that off. Okay, that's a bit much. Let's not roll it off that much. Maybe just a little bit, so that there is still a bass roll off there, but it's not a particularly obvious one. Kind of wish I could see the display so I could see at what point I am actually rolling it off, but I do like to roll things off a little bit on the bottom end, even if it isn't perceptual. It does make a pretty big difference when you're doing things with processing. So there you go. Let's turn that back off. Now it's completely flat on the board. Now the exciter is bypassed, which sounds totally different. Now the exciter is soloed, which is something that you only want to do for testing, obviously. And there you go. So that's that. Have a nice day.